Lisa as Dalem.
Boss as Gim.
Emil as Mina.
Joe as Joe.
I'm Joe, I'm the Dungeon Master, and welcome to Poorly Drawn Maps. Before we really get going, Lisa, do you still need time to pick out a move and a spell? Or?
Yes.
Well, that's good, because before we go through all that and do like a recap and stuff, we can skip over and just do Joe's stuff real quick and see how all that shenanigans go.
Okay.
Yeah. Joe, you ready?
Yep. Let's do this.
So, Joe, originally, when the last time we saw you, you have knocked on a little tree and said fastball special to Real, which would have been in the Boiling Springs, the town where you start. You were kind of over here down close to the south, so in the south and Little Marsh. So you would have been hucked pretty far in order to get there. That would have been, 160 miles by tree throw.
That's pretty good.
How did it go wrong, Joe?
Joe, are you thinking with portals?
I mean, you have those fancy stones, so I was wondering if one of them did something, some bullshit.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Because
which of those fancy stones do you have right now? You have two.
I have two. I have that first one I just found, and then the second one pulled from the swamp with the spirit of the runes.
Okay. So you have one for, you said you have notes are for one with the Void Singer and one with Spirinula on it. So yeah, I think this one would have been the newest one then, the Spirinula one. And I think you see it kind of glow a little bit as you sort of feel yourself get redirected to Anomalous instead over by the Blessed Lake. Yeah.
Okay.
It just kind of feels like there's like some shift in the air as you're coming. And instead of seeing the Delta, you're seeing the Blessed Lake as you're coming down onto the city. So the city, I'm assuming you've been here before. When was the last time you were here? It's probably been a couple years, right?
Well, I was the village idiot there for over 32 years.
That's true. You were here for a very long time.
But it has been multiple years.
He's experienced.
So this is what we were expecting to see, right? We've spent a lot of time in this city before. There's sort of 9 different districts. There's a magic tower up in kind of the north side of it. There's an arena down in kind of the western side of it, a couple docks and stuff. We've had a lot of fun here. We had a lot of big time, big interesting moments here. But unfortunately, though, this is not the city you see as you come flying in. The salamanders have been busy, and they have changed the entire layout of the city. So this is now what you are looking at. Still large magic tower. It is grown in size. Like, they have added to it, it seems like.
Okay.
The arena is still there. It seems it's very busy, like lots of training troops and stuff. And also this giant alchemic symbol in the center for Io and the dead mineral of it. And it just seems like pulsing energy. And as you're flying through the air, there's even like will-o-wisp like around you and stuff. They're getting pulled towards the center of the city. So where do you land?
All right. Clearly, I direct myself with my amazing dexterity. Skip across the water, and I say a few bounces off the water, and somehow land in one of the open windows of the tower.
In the tower. Okay.
Yes.
So we're starting off big. Okay. So you got your little party hat up here, and you're just in the tower then, too. Is there any particular place that you land while you're doing this?
All I know is there's a tower, and I went through a window. Okay. That's about it.
Great. I mean, then let's finish the anime trope that we're doing and say you land in a bath then. So splash down, suds everywhere. It's kind of a joint bath, so there's a lot of people and stuff. And what do you do?
Look around. I go. Hi.
Oh my god, get him!
Oh shit, run. Okay, I jump out bath and just bolt down the hallway and just start kind of trying to get a bearing of where I'm at.
Great. Let's do a wisdom, a discern realities and get this started, and then we can roll a dexterity to help you get away.
Okay.
10, good start. All right, 3 questions.
All right. So, is there anything here I should be on the lookout for?
You are in the middle of the tower. This was originally this is still actually a magic academy. So it's pretty busy. A lot of like mages and stuff around here. And it also seems like if you'd been here before, which I don't know if you've been able to sneak in here before, but it definitely seems like now there's more. It's pretty uppity. Like there's more it seems like there's more people here that are kind of like in charge of not just the academy, but for more like the rest of the city as well. It seems like the Empire of the Salamander is actually being run out of this tower. In fact, like you see people like carrying like not just like books and stuff, but also like ledgers and things, and like people are, there's nobles and stuff walking around, and it seems like it's very, very busy place to be, and you are just stumbling around.
Okay.
Also, I should say too, almost everybody has some bit of salamander on them. Like either they're various stages of like somebody has like just some claws, other people have full tails, full horns and heads and stuff. So everybody seems that you're kind of an odd man out just being a regular human, in fact.
A dwarf.
Regular
okay.
Dwarf.
Okay. This isn't a exact question, but is there anything on my communicator map thingamajigger that gives me a clue of something that may be of use here?
We can do that as what is useful or valuable to me.
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, one of the big things would be like definitely like on like when you pull up the map, like one of the things on the map is that it can also read like mana density and stuff. And like it seems like this place was just a city before. It was very busy, a lot of going on and stuff, but it definitely feels like there's a lot more just magic being pulled to this place. Mm-hmm. Like all the will-o-wisp being pulled in to this area. It's definitely like more highly concentrated magic in this area, almost similar to what you would expect for a place of power, like what we found in the Low Marsh. As for valuable as well, like I definitely think like maybe there's like a ping or two for like others in the area who either have similar locations mentioned, or I think the most interesting one that you would probably be looking for is kind of close to probably one, at least on like the tippy top of this tower. It seems like there's maybe like a ping of like a GPS or some kind on top of it, which
okay.
That's probably not where you need to go to like get it off of it, but it definitely seems like okay, this is more or less like kind of a central location. Like maybe not the actual gem itself in the top is the thing, but maybe there's something connecting it, controlling it. But
yeah. Okay. So I'm like to not be tracked anymore. That would be good. Yeah. All right, and then what's about to happen?
There's about to be some guards chasing you because you do not belong here in this tower. Otherwise, like just trying to find a quiet spot to get to kind of either settle into the tower or get out would be very beneficial to you. But okay. Yeah, there's people are shouting and you are running wet through the halls.
Okay. In that case, I look for any staircase up and go that way.
Okay. Roll dexterity. 6. Mark XP.
Shit.
I think you turn a corner thinking you're gonna go upstairs and you immediately come face to face with some people who are like on the alert trying to look out for people. So I think like you turn the corner and there's immediately somebody who has a hand on your shoulder like, hey, stop, where are you going?
I go everywhere. I'm the village idiot. Don't you remember me? I've been here for so long.
Nope. I have not seen you around in... I don't think I haven't seen you before. You're not... Are you a student?
Yes.
Squints his eyes at you.
I'm new. It looks like I screwed up the last spell. Can't you see why I'm so wet? Got transported out to the water.
Right. Are you due for a salamander transformation soon then?
Yes.
Roll charisma. 10.
Damn it.
You wanted to get him.
Yeah. Well, good. I hope, hopefully, though, but until then, I think we just need to bring you outside the tower, and we got some friends who would like to speak to you a little bit more. How about you come with us?
Sure thing. I'm just going to keep going. I need to go upstairs first for one more thing, and I would like...
No, I think you're going to come with us.
Okay, I guess I go with you.
All right, come on with me. They lead you kind of like to an outside area, to like one of like... these sort of towers here and kind of like the outside wall and stuff, and kind of get you holed up and lock you away. It seems less of they're going to talk to you and more of they're going to hold you here and figure do some actual questioning.
Shit. Okay.
Your new location, it's kind of like, it is like a little bit of a tower around the gate and stuff. So you can kind of like look around and see kind of what's going on. There's probably a couple people who have been in here as well. Everybody who seems to be locked up at least is like, there's no salamanders who have been locked up. It just seems like, some regular folk who have been put away. It seems like.
Okay. Hey, so, what are you guys in here for?
Jaywalking. And then there's somebody in the back who speaks to him and goes, we're in here because we're not lizards. Just banging on the ground. Hey, quiet back there.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, like it seems like there's a couple people who are riled up, and there are other people who are like, this is some fucking bullshit. As you take some time to look around, too, like if you get a glimpse out of the window and stuff, it would definitely be like, as you get closer to the tower, everybody seems to be pretty much flaunting their salamander transformations. But as you get closer to, say, like if you look like more across the city, maybe some people are more covered up and you suspect maybe, oh, those are like the more regular people.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
In the tower, alchemy in the center of the town, other, you know, on the other side, and various mana density stuff up in the center tower. I'm on that one. Okay.
Yeah. As you're kind of looking around, trying to figure stuff out, one of the guys comes over to you too. Hey, man, what you doing in here?
I don't know. They just brought me here.
Just
what they get for a guy for just being wet.
I hear that. If you've gotten yourself into some trouble, though. I mean, we can use somebody who's kind of, excuse the pun, but as slippery as you. I know.
Okay, all right, I'm in. Just purely on that one.
I like you. You're a fun guy. Come, we're gonna, if you just wait around a little bit, we'll bust ourselves out of here pretty soon. We just gotta wait for the lights to go down.
Okay, and then what?
Well, we're gonna get out of here, and we're gonna get ourselves someplace safe. Is there something in the tower you're looking for?
Any sort of high energy magic-y thingies.
That's a big ask. Well, I mean, the tower is definitely the big part of it. The center circle. You don't want to really go there. People just go there to transform into salamanders. So we can get you in and out of the tower if that's what you're looking for. But is there any specific reason? All right, we can get you in and out. How about that?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Great. And as you guys kind of hang around, talk a little bit. I need a name for this guy. Hang on. Let's see. He introduces himself to you as Toad Wave. He's a bit of a like a halfling guy, and he seems like a little bit of a thief.
Okay. All right.
I love the name.
Yeah, Toad Wave, it's one word.
Of course it is.
Okay. Wave toads.
Yeah, why not? So, yeah, but he kind of, as night falls down, a couple of his thiefy friends come over and they pick the locks as well, and he kind of vouches for you to make sure you get out there as well.
And cool, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, welcome to the group. We're the Fog Thieves group.
Cool.
Yeah, we're dope. Come with us. We'll help you out.
Okay. What do you need? What exactly do you need me to do here, since it seems like you guys have a handle on this?
Not particularly. I know you lied to me about where you were coming from, but you were in the tower and you came out. And if you seem interested in high density magics, we think you can help us out a little bit.
Okay.
Great. Let's go. They take you out to kind of like more to the outside area, like into like an area where they can go like stuff you away in a little bit of a basement. There's more regular people hanging around. It definitely seems like a city is a little bit of a mix bag out here, where it's like people excited and looking forward to the transformation, and a group of people who are kind of hesitant about it at least, but they have family who wants to do it. But yeah, it's a collection of people and this weird little thieves group who seem to be out to make some mischief.
Okay.
So yeah, so Toad Wave comes over and starts talking to you a little bit more. So we want to get into the specifics. We got some friends who may be able to help you out, look for some magic and stuff. But what do you need? What are you trying to figure out?
Well, I'm trying to either find more of these and hold up the neat looking rocks, or find out how these are all connected and hold up the brick phone.
Oh. He scans over the rocks and is kind of like, oh, those are kind of interesting. Those are neat. But as soon as you hold up the phone, it's like, you have one of those. Oh my God. Where'd you get this?
Found it.
You found one of these.
Yep.
That's,
found it.
That's great.
Found it.
Uh-huh. You're pretty good, huh?
Yep.
Great, great. Well, this particular one it's a little special. You grabbed one of the more advanced models that is a little bit harder to kind of crack. What exactly are you trying to need with this? Are you trying to, you're trying to avoid detection? Or are you trying to spy on more people?
Well, I just had a voice pop out of it saying, we know who you are, where you are, blah, 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 blah. I don't like that.
Sure, yeah. That's really intimidating. Yeah, it looks like you're still on the server. So you're trying to get in the tower to break the server. Fascinating. Okay. Well, if you just want to avoid your location, we can kind of do a thing where we just break this, and maybe that'll help you avoid detection without causing larger problems, or we can do a thing when you cause some larger problems.
What do you mean by that second one?
Well, we would have to break back into the tower and break some magical equipment.
Ooh, okay.
I like you. You're fun. as for these rocks, though, I couldn't tell you. These designs are really interesting. He picks up like the Spirit Nuala ones. Like, this is really dope. I've seen some people out from the south carry something like similar to this around. And he just kind of avoids the Void Singer one. Just like, I don't want to touch that. Yeah.
Yep. And I like my rocks. Out. They are cool. Yeah.
You have some very dope rocks. But I think we're going to... Tonight's going to be a little close to comfort, but maybe the next couple nights we'll get a group together and we'll be sure to break in and let you know. How's that sound?
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Great. You got a place to stay?
No.
All right. Well, keep your head down and your hood up, and you should be able... As long as you got some coin, you should be able to find somebody to help you out. We may be able to give you some help, but we'll see.
Okay, I'm sure I can find a place to stay.
All right.
I look behind me, there's an inn.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, hey, there we go.
Perfect. Well, we'll be in touch.
Okay. Yeah,
is there anything else around this city you kind of want to check out and examine before we do this little heist? Or?
Seeing as how I just basically broke out of jail, maybe not. Probably a bad move.
Okay, just gonna stay quiet a little bit.
Yeah.
Sounds good. But yeah, I think...
Actually, wait. Are people noticing me? Just in general?
That depends. Are you doing anything to make yourself be hidden?
Not at the moment, just existing. Okay.
Well, just existing and walking around, because you're not kind of hiding your appearance at all, like people kind of notice if you're not a salamander, just based, that's as much as anybody else will kind of recognize, like, oh yeah, there's a dwarf walking by, not like...
Okay, in that case, now I'll lay low.
Okay. But yeah, So a couple nights go by, and let's say like two nights go by, and like you get like you've been kind of paying attention to your phone and stuff and trying to see things going on. After two nights, though, the mana kind of seems disrupted around here. Like there's not as much magic being pulled in, which is very strange and unusual. That's not something that should be naturally happening. And then you hear a knock at your door, and it's Toadwave, and he's got a group of guys ready to go.
Okay. I'll follow you guys.
Great, great. Let's head out then. He takes you down some back alley paths and stuff over to the wall. Roll a dexterity. Let's see how this gets started.
Okay.
Take a plus one at least, because you got a bunch of people helping you.
Okay. And how much money should I just lose for being at the inn?
Oh, probably 10 coin, I think. 10? Or okay. Let me look that up, I think.
Because right now I'm at, my load is 6, I can have 5. So,
okay. So a week stay at a peasant inn is 14 minus charisma coins. So how much is your charisma right now? 18. Yeah, just pay 2 coin, I think.
They pay me.
Yeah, to basically. Stay there. For entertainment. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you shouldn't. If you only have 13 coins, this should be like a zero.
No, right? I have 130.
Oh.
Yeah, it was 132. Yeah, there we go. We're good.
All right. Oh, I see. Never mind. Okay. So that's still just 1 week, though. You should be 2, 3, 4, 5. You should be at 5.
Oh, okay.
Whoopsies. Yeah, so you're doing there fine then.
Great.
All right, so give me that dexterity roll, though. Let's get this started. Take it with a plus. Oh, my God. Mark XP. Yeah, let's make it really crazy then. As you're kind of stumbling along, you kind of trip and fall out of the alley. The other guy's kind of like, oh, shit. And you stumble out in front. Hey, Lisa?
Yeah?
What does Florian Day look like?
oh, my God. She turned into a fire salamander. Right.
Yeah. Last time we saw her, yeah, she had a lot of horns and spikes coming out of her, like elbows and eyebrows and stuff, and a tail. So, how are you looking these days, though?
God. Whoa. I was not ready.
I know.
Oh my God. Okay. What's the setting? Again, there's an alley, and
it's like at night. Yeah. So, would you just be like alone coming back from a bar after playing or something?
I think that sounds good. Yeah. And yeah. So she's feeling really like happy and hyphy, and she's kind of drunk, right?
Yeah.
She's full salamander because people like kind of show off their salamanderness, it seems.
Okay. So she's full on transformed then. Like showing off
high status too.
Yes. She does.
Yeah, she's like salamander in all its glory.
Nice. So Joe, you stumble out of the alley and this clearly hot drunk fire salamander finds you. What do you do?
Hey.
Excellent.
Good start, Lisa.
what's the proximity? What's like the physical setup here?
Physical setup, comedy. Otherwise, I think maybe like 10, 15 feet. No, 10, maybe just like
15 feet.
Maybe just like 10 feet apart, just like a little bit of a distance, and you see this person stumble out.
Yeah. Hey.
She just laughs and I think he's kind of inconsequential to her, to be honest. She just keeps going.
Nice.
She's got to try harder than that to get her attention.
Joe, do you take that as a challenge, or do you just kind of let her try to blend in and walk by?
You should scream at her, I said, hey!
Hey, Toadwave, are salamanders supposed to be that hot? Just obliviously loud.
Just off in the corner, you see Toadwave just,
hey, dude, she hot?
Dude, what?
She stops and turns around. Did you just say what I think you said?
Damn, girl. Yeah. Wait, you are a girl, right? Yeah, whatever. I'm into that.
It's hard to tell. Oh my God. You know?
Point Toad Wade realized he'd made a mistake.
Okay. She definitely comes over.
Uh-huh.
And but she's not 100% friendly.
Sure.
Ah, damn, little... we don't have that move yet. Urgh. Okay.
Oh man, it's been so long since I played Florian.
I know. You have I can get into some of the stats and stuff that you've been up to if we want to touch base on that. Okay. So Florian, you are correct. You have been very busy. One of your responsibilities is to kind of be the bard and recruit new people to join up. And one of your largest accomplishments is probably convincing a entire elfish city to join up with the Salamander Empire.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. You are also, instead of just being a bard, you're now an immolator with a few bard moves on top of it.
Fire bard!
Yeah. So stat-wise, though, I put you are
this is helpful.
Level. Yeah. Stat-wise, Florian Day is level 5. And you have basically, I put a bunch of points into Constitution, so your con is a +1, so you can roll, that's what you use to roll your fire move, and an additional point in Charisma. But you have a bunch, I shared the character sheet back with you, and you have a bunch of new moves to use on, like, NPCs and stuff.
Oh, so I can look at her character sheet?
Yeah, it's available.
Ooh.
Ooh. Just making things complicated, you know?
Oh, yeah. Make me take longer to give you an answer here.
Yeah.
But no. Okay, I gotta look at something real quick. Hang on.
Yeah.
Oh, memories.
Yes. It's been a minute.
The Cloak of Silent Stars.
Still got it. Recharged. Still got it.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God, there's so many more moves.
Yes, you have a lot going on.
Zuko style. Okay, hang on. Oh my God, that one's great. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Good.
Well, I guess
and once Joe's again, I have a stupid hat on. I have leather armor that's very distressed by a rat.
Mm-hmm. A rat?
Yeah, just bad looking leather armor.
Oh, okay. Okay, so Florian comes over and she like, I assume she has kind of a entourage around her, right?
She can have one, a couple people around if you want, for sure.
Say she has like 3 people she's with.
Okay.
Maybe her bandmates or something, I guess. Like
people. Absolutely. Yeah,
there we go. That works.
Yeah.
So she walks over or stomps over basically. And she says, "You think I'm hot?" And then she like, I don't know, there's some fire move here that she should do.
What's the goal? What are you trying to do? Just summon a fireball in your hands? Or
maybe like burn a little of his hair off.
Okay. Interesting. Well, we can start by having you do your burning brand move. So roll a constitution. Let's start there.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wait, that's Dalem.
Yeah, you got 2 character sheets now. Was that the Dalem one?
It was.
All right. What is...
Ah, damn. Was hoping you failed that.
She still failed that.
Yes.
Shit.
Florian is a little bit drunk still and like just tries to be impressive, can't quite call it out, and her fire just kind of like sputters in her hand of just like,
damn it. That would be cool. So cool. Village idiot. Oh man, I was wondering who was going to replace me.
Who are you and who, or should I say, who do you think you are?
I think I'm Joe.
You don't seem to think much.
What?
Exactly. You're all right.
Yeah. Ah! So I guess at this point, what is Toad Wave doing?
Just watching, like, keep distracting as they're like trying to pop a lock on a grate to get in through the fence, to get in through the wall. Like, just keep going.
I'm reading my moves.
Good. Joe, what do you do?
Hey, now so I'm trying to get into the tower over there. What's going on? Like, what are they doing in there? Seems like you know
answer
the place now.
My question. Who do you think you are?
I think I am Joe.
And who the fuck is Joe?
He is me.
And oh god, this is going nowhere. She starts to walk away.
She doesn't care.
I'm gonna go get a drink. She already got a drink, and she turns around and goes back the way she was going.
Perfect.
To get another drink. And her bandmates are like,
okay. They follow. They'll follow. Yeah. No trouble. Because you have a lot of moves based on suggestion. So yeah, they will absolutely come follow you.
Well, I'm going to go into that tower in a few minutes here. You want to come along?
Florian, come along to the tower? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Also, could I have that drink that's in your hand? I'm a little thirsty.
We can have this be a roll. Like, have Joe roll a charisma and...
Yeah, Florian... I think so. That would be helpful.
Yeah, let's see how you respond. Or do we want... All right, well...
Well, damn!
Damn, Joe got a 15. Wow. Yeah. So you convince Florian...
Wait. Hey, babe! What was
yeah.
Hey, babe, want to give me that drink? Okay,
The drink is gone, but she's going to get another one, and she invites him or something.
Like, invites him into the tower or something? Like, yeah, let's go get a drink inside.
I guess?
I mean, it was a 15, so he was something about him. It was just like, yeah, this guy's cool.
You're all right, man. And that's all right. Weird. Why you want to go in that tower? But you know what? You want to go in that tower? Let's go in that tower, because she loves chaos. So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Let's go in the tower. Let's see what happens. You seem like a weird dude.
Yeah.
Come get a drink. Yeah. I got plenty of drinks in this tower.
Florian, you can just lead them right up to the front gate then, because if it's you, nobody's going to look a second time if you take some weird dwarf inside the tower with you. Just like, yep, that's Florian.
Oh, Florian.
And Toad Wave's just looking at us like, what, dude? What the fuck? You gotta go!
Yeah, at this point, I just completely ditch him.
Great.
Fuck those guys.
So you guys are back up in the tower. It's still kind of like at night. It's a lot quieter for sure. Definitely a lot less noisy than when you were here earlier, when you crashed in here earlier. So Joe, are you going to be looking around then for what you need to find, or what's the plan, I guess, at this point?
At this point, I'm still looking around for either whatever's kind of tying all the communicators together, if there is anything. Or some sort of high density magic thing, whatever kind of looks interesting.
Okay, let's roll a wisdom and see what you find.
And a drink.
Wait a minute. Where's this drink? What happened to the drink?
You're leading me to the drink.
Oh, sorry.
Let's do a discern realities then as we're walking through the tower then. 6.
Loser.
So you're coming up into the tower, walking around. You're trying to look around, try to get a way of things as well. But Florian is dragging Joe to her room to have another drink. So, because that's where she has the liquor stored.
Makes sense.
The good stuff.
The good stuff is there for sure. Yeah, but. Lisa, what does Florian Day's room look like? I'm sorry, I didn't even think it would get to this.
It's fucking trashed.
Must be. It must be.
Like, you can't even tell where she sleeps.
Yeah. Damn, bitch, you live like this.
You don't?
Plus one. Taking a plus one on that.
Yes, please, do it.
What? Oh, for the laugh?
Yeah. If everybody laughs, Joe gets a plus one.
Yeah.
Yeah, gotta.
It's not like disgusting dirty. It's just a mess.
Yeah. Do you have like any sort of like valuables or commemorative things that you found and collected around and stuff?
I don't know why the heads of my enemies come to mind.
Oh, what about like maybe like crowns or banners and not just actual skulls? You are a fire dragon salamander, so, you know.
Maybe there's like a case. A glass case.
Sure.
With
absolutely. little like paraphernalia and stuff.
Yeah. Like just anything really.
Okay.
And like, I don't want to say like serial killer mementos, but I guess that's what it turns into.
Maybe that's not the vibe though. Cause I mean, you go around and play a band and stuff. So it might just still be like a collectible thing of like, oh, this pick was from this place where we played and stuff. So like in your mind, it definitely doesn't seem like it's like gross or creepy or anything, but maybe to somebody outside, it's like, this is kind of unsettling.
Yeah. Well, there's also like battles that I've won or like,
yeah.
It looks like you have a bunch of paraphernalia from heavy metal and death metal concerts.
There you go.
Is the sense I'm getting here.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I like it.
Any interesting rocks?
Certainly.
Yeah.
Florian loves picking up random rocks as mementos of her journeys.
I think then we find a little glass case and a little, your third little interesting rock, Joe.
Ooh, I like really interesting rocks.
Yeah.
What does this
Florian
rock look like?
Florian definitely has to go throw up at some point in the night.
Yeah. like Joe goes to check things out and Florian just steps out. Like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the Io one. So.
Okay. So I see a really interesting looking rock.
How do you get it out? Would there be a lock on these cases or would it just be like a little display thing? Lisa?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I was thinking about witty things to say.
Oh.
Did you ask me?
Would these like cases have like locks on them at all? Or would it just be like, nah, it's open. You just reach in and grab it.
I was thinking like the rock would be like a glass case within a glass case for some reason.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
But then the others, some of them are just like on little pedestals open to the air. Others are concealed and contained because maybe they're like, I don't know, the air will, they stink or something like that. Maybe some of them are skulls, fingers, shit like that.
A couple of them around. It's a big room. You can fit a lot in here. You're Florian Day. You're hot shit. Literally.
Oh, God.
Thinking of saying as you're coming out of this room?
Okay.
It's in a case within a case. How do you get it out? You did it. So yeah, you got a rock and she is distracted. So you can kind of use this moment to either hang around or bail.
All right. You know what? This point, I find the liquor cabinet. Yep. I grab one of the things out there and I just go, hey, look, you seem kind of busy, but I'm going to go. By the way, you have some cool stuff. I might have borrowed one. Later.
She doesn't hear him over her heaving.
Nope. I'm just gone.
She already forgot he was there.
Very drunk. All right. Well, that was a great look at Florian Day. It's been a minute.
That was fun.
The more you know.
I wanted to mention that she's been like painting her spikes.
Oh, what color?
Yeah, cool.
She's red, isn't she? Like a
red fire dragon, red fire salamander. So, what color?
I think she's been like darkening them. Like a purpley mauve.
Ooh, okay, very pretty.
Some fuchsia in there.
Yeah. Now you also said full salamander as well. We already established you had a tail and everything, but like even like face, snout, and everything as well. Or how?
Yeah.
So no human aspect at all. Teeth, yeah, spikes. Well, no wings.
A little human-y still.
Okay, a few aspects. Okay.
Like, but also, like some of those creepy, like, fucking human-animal mashup
things. Sure, okay. But still covered in scales, though. Important thing.
Yeah.
Got it. Very cool. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at DrawnMaps and poorlymap@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe on your podcast app of choice. See you next time. Intro and outro music can be found at epidemicsound.com.